The foreign farm delegation is on their way to Cancun, Mexico, to protest against corporate farm subsidies at the World Trade Organization's ministerial meeting next week. Jaap Cornelis Spaan is a retired dairy and sheep farmer from the Netherlands. Now an activist with the European Farmers Union, he says small farmers have to join forces to preserve the intimate link they have with their customers that huge corporate farms don't.
We can learn from each other how to solve the problems and make the distance between the consumer and the producer shorter.
Spahn says in Holland, strict regulations prevent the growth of large factory farms, but Hungarian organic farmer Geza Varga says that's not the case in his country.
So we will be forced, if we want to be competitive, then we will be forced to follow this industrialization.
In Wisconsin, small family farms are also feeling the pinch. Richard Castelnuovo is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. He says a recent state survey of dairy producers found a clear trend toward larger farms.
The big ones are going to get bigger, and the smaller ones are going to disappear. There'll still probably be room for alternative approaches, you know, grazing, other ways of farming, but there's clearly signals in the market for producers to grow big.
And growing big means more stresses on the land and water from the use of fertilizers and manure. Andrew Hansen is an attorney for Midwest Environmental Advocates. His firm has filed lawsuits against some mega dairies in the state for violating federal air and water quality standards. He says both farmers and the environment would be better off if there were fewer large dairies and more smaller ones.
One way to have more dairy farms is to find low-cost, low-input market entry strategies for dairies in this state that also don't involve heavy manure production or chemical fertilizer application.
But there is a middle path, according to Shelley Meyer, who runs a 65-cow dairy near Milwaukee. She says large 1,000-cow dairies can coexist with smaller family farms like hers, and both can prosper. She says small farmers can buy feed at a discount from the mega farms that buy in huge quantities, and in return, small farmers can sell breeding stock to the larger ones.
He needs quality genetics. Maybe it's a good service breeding bull to use with his heifers or his cows. One of the things that we do on our dairy to specialize and be able to milk 65 cows is we sell breeding stock. And so we need the large dairies who need our product, and in turn, there's products that they need that then we can also buy from them. So it's really a partnership.
But environmentalists worry that that partnership may not be good for the environment. They're pushing for the state to adopt stricter regulations for manure and chemical fertilizers. The visiting farmers from Europe say policymakers in their countries are facing similar challenges. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.